And howdy, welcome to the August 8th, 2024 edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. This evening we flash back to August 29th, 2010. That would be still while the protest at City Hall that was ongoing by Peace Camp 2010 activists, which you will hear discussed at length, no doubt, in the course of this rather lengthy flashback. You're going to be hearing Coral Reef on August 23rd describe how the Sergeant Harms team turning on the Klieg lights and the generator and harassing Zachary Jeff Ryan with threats and seizing John Valley's stuff. And you'll hear other stuff, too. For example, you'll hear about the Safe Ground protests going on in Sacramento. Variety of testimonies from Caitlin, who worked at New Leaf. You'll hear commentary about Zach Friend and Lieutenant Martinez of the SCPD, the frequently outspoken Red and Crow, with help from attorney and activist Ed Fry, got some of their property back while others were not so lucky, attempting to do it, which is what some of us are now attempting to do for the Golf Club Drive survival campers. We have Elise Cosby, or Casby, doing a rather extensive and lengthy conversation back and forth with Ed Fry on the air about mostly about homeless civil rights issues, but sort of jumping here and there. You'll hear about the outcome of the Sing Sing sidewalk trial, in which a number of us were singing downtown with homeless lyrics and were accused of unreasonably disturbing noise at midday by a resident who lived above the bookshop Santa Cruz. And it looks like there were some positive actions, like a five-month-old pregnant woman getting her property back. Interviews and critiques of Officer Winston, who was a rather notorious, shall we say, nemesis of the poor downtown. A lengthy dialogue between me and Sergeant Michael Harms on his lack of straight talking on issues. And it it kind of rounds out the entire, God knows, 5 hour long series, or at least a particular segment of the series. You hear Ricardo Lopez, now gone, but talking about Happy Camp or Duck Beach at San Lorenzo Park. And, well, lots more. I'll try to probably put some more specifics, although there's so many specifics. I suppose you have to be a devotee to want to get into it, or a person interested in that period, which I often am, and hopefully you will be if you begin to dive into it. It was a lengthy protest that went on from July 4th, 2010, all the way, I think it lasted either September or October. People kept coming back. And right now, we only do this on a weekly basis. There's one coming up on Monday. Again, the fifth Keep Your Eyes on Phil Kramer of Funding Matters, or Housing Matters, as he calls it, the kind of major poverty pimp in the Santa Cruz City area. But the protests now are, well, who knows? Maybe they're just beginning. Maybe they are likely to branch out into other more serious matters. I think to some extent they've evolved and unfortunately then sort of flaked off following the tempo of the anti-Gaza genocide protests. So, well, listen in.